Sussex, loving where we live. With Neil Pringle. Right now, school went back yesterday, and we just wanted to highlight an unusual nursery school in West Sussex, in what we believe is a first in the UK. Natural Nurture Nursery, just outside Billingshurst, has employed its very own psychotherapist for its children. That's between the ages of 2 and 5. Now, it's hoped that they'll address any mental health issues that children have early on and could potentially, they say, save the NHS thousands of pounds in the long term. Well, Tracy Poulton is with us now. She's the founder of Natural Nurture, and she's here along with the nursery psychotherapist, Claire James. Ladies, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right, Tracy, let me start with you. Do children between 2 and 5 really have mental health problems?
Well, I think there are surveys saying that they are because of the amount of device time that they're exposed to. And also the way in which we're actually teaching the children is a bit like a sausage machine, that the children are not really looking at the social skills and the communication skills rather than, you know, traditionally focusing just on learning their 1, 2, 3s and ABCs. Mm. And our model is trying to look at what are those triggers inside the brain that help to stimulate children to actually learn and to how to communicate properly with their peers, risk assess, and look after themselves, as well as trying to look after the community that they're in. And these fundamental building blocks are really important, and I think they're being missed.
I find it fascinating. You started off saying it's about device time. So we're talking about before they turn up at the nursery, parents are increasingly, am I getting this right? Parents are increasingly putting their children behind tablets and phones and that sort of stuff to keep them occupied rather than more traditional parenting.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, they're saying now that the device is a sort of extended babysitter, which means the children aren't actually having eye contact. They're not actually becoming socially aware of their environment. And that will have an impact, a long-term impact, if we don't address it at a very early stage.
Presumably, though, when children go to nurseries anyway, they leave their devices behind. So do you need to have someone to sort out any problems? Just presumably the very fact of going to school or nursery is going to help that, isn't it?
It does. It depends on the type of nursery that you go to. But what we're finding is we're trying, and that's one of the reasons for bringing Claire into this, yeah, is that we are trying to look at the social and emotional development of a child at an early age. And with the highly professional staff that I've got now, transferring that into tangible learning processes, which are starting to trigger the brain, which means as they grow older and they're exposed more to the devices, they've got a better chance that they've actually already made a connection with another human being. And I think that's the key thing is with too much device time, there isn't that real connection with each other.
Right, fascinating. Well, let's bring in Claire, who's the psychotherapist for the littlies. Claire, I suppose what we're kind of saying is that their conversation skills are probably not very good when you speak to them first.
I think what Tracy was referring to was what we call adverse childhood experiences, which is a selection of experiences that children have from birth or before birth, which could include conflict at home, parental divorce, violence, emotional, physical neglect. And these can be going on at a very low level but have quite a high impact on the child's brain development. And if you refer to the recent government publication, Transforming Children, Young People's Mental Health Problems, that came out in July, we are talking about how they said the early years are so important for the child's brain development. It's a key factor for a child's future.
Right. And I suppose some people listening to this be really amazed that a two-year-old needs therapy. But you're saying
I think... my practice is I see obviously a lot of adults, and a lot of their regional problems stem from their very early childhood experiences because it has such profound impact, particularly the parenting. And I think my role at the Natural Nursery is to support the staff and particularly some of the parents. They just need a small amount of input to help them understand themselves and their relationship with their children, because it has quite an impact early on, because it saves an awful lot of money. Because if you think about the amount the NHS now spends on CAM services for the adolescents, it's, you know, there's 84% of the national health mental health spending goes on the CAMs and the inpatient, where if you actually had much more of this early intervention, you know, you spend an awful lot less and you get an awful lot more out of it. And the impact on small impact has a profound effect on both the parents and their child.
Well, what a fascinating idea. We're going to have to leave you there because we're sort of running out of time. But thank you very much indeed for telling us both about it, Clara and Tracy. They're both at Nature Nurture Nursery at Billingshurst. And the idea that children have, problems that need to be sorted out. And if they can be sorted out early, that will help them so much as they grow up. Interesting. If you've got some comments, if you've been listening, 81333, start your text with the word radio. 13 minutes to 8. Joe Rickards with the latest headlines. The police.